From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates Bocimi Toll Road Section 2. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin calls for development of Syariah economy in East Kalimantan. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said on Friday, August the 4th, that the newly inaugurated Section 2 Cigombong Cibadak of the Bogor Ciawi Sukabumi or Bocimi Toll Road would be able to cut the travel time from Jakarta to Sukabumi in West Java to only 2.5 hours, while in the past it could take up to 5 hours. The president spoke after inaugurating the toll road section in Sukabumi, West Java, Friday, August the 4th. He also noted that earlier, in some cases, the travel time using the regular road could even reach 6 to 9 hours due to traffic congestion caused by markets and some other factors. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has called for the development of the Syariah economy and finance sector in East Kalimantan, which will be the location of the new capital city, Nusantara. During the inauguration of the East Kalimantan Regional Committee for Islamic Economy and Finance in Samarinda on Friday, he stated that the province had officially been selected as the new capital's location, believed to make it a new magnet for economic growth. As reported by Antara, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also remarked that this step will encourage the flow of trade, boost investment in regions, and reduce disparities between regions. Additionally, there is a multiplier effect from relocating Indonesia's capital city from Jakarta to East Kalimantan, resulting in more equally distributed development across the country, as well as inclusive, equitable, and sustainable economic growth in line with the Indonesia 2045 vision. Yusri Usman, an observer from the Center of Energy and Resources Indonesia, predicted that Indonesia may be able to export clean energy to Singapore in 2025. As reported by Tempo.co, Yusri believes that it is estimated that Indonesia can start exporting power produced from clean energy to Singapore around early 2025 because it has to prepare the infrastructure of underwater cable. He has also explained that Singapore will end the supply of dirty energy for its electricity needs in 2027. He mentioned that Singapore's need for renewable energy until 2020 reached 7.2 gigawatts. Food Security Director of the Nusantara Capital City Authority, Setia Lenggono, affirmed that urban farming can support food security for the residents of Nusantara and provide aesthetic values to residential areas. Urban farming in Nusantara must be arranged neatly and designed in such a way that it can beautify the city and can function to realize family food security. Lenggono Set in Sepaku District East Kalimantan on Friday, as reported by Antara, that urban farming in the capital city will be applied to home yards and rooftops and with the help of hydroponics techniques to facilitate meeting the household food needs. He expects that the implementation of urban farming in Nusantara can meet 30-40% of the food requirements there. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC member economies are accelerating the implementation of robust early warning systems to strengthen risk management and advance disaster risk reduction for all Asia-Pacific community, including those most vulnerable to disasters by 2027. As reported by Antara, a recent United Nations report showed that despite fewer disasters recorded in 2022 compared to 2021, the impact of last year's disasters was more severe. According to the report released by the APEC Emergency Preparedness Working Group on Friday, over 140 disasters occurred in the Asia-Pacific regions in 2022, causing 7,500 deaths, affecting over 64 million people and bringing economic damage estimated to be over $57. Saudi Investment Minister Khalid Al-Falih led a 60-member delegation to an investment forum in Uruguay's capital Montevideo on Thursday. As reported by ArabNews.com, it was the third high-level Saudi visit in 18 months, including one in May by Foreign Affairs Minister Adel Al-Jubeir. Uruguayan authorities and business leaders are confident that the country can serve as Saudi Arabia's point of entry for South America. Alfredo Ferrari, investment manager of the country's promotion agency, Uruguay 21, pointed out that Uruguay offers economic, legal, and social stability for companies looking to do business and invest there. The Singapore FinTech Association on Friday said worker safety was a complex issue when asked to respond to criticism over signing a joint statement supporting the practice of transporting workers on the back of lorries. As reported by ChannelsNewsAsia.com, they said it was a complex issue that requires a long-term solution driven by collective efforts across both public and business sectors. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. First news comes from Yogyakarta. The Department of Environment and Forestry for the Special Region of Yogyakarta, Indonesia, appointed 10 pilot villages related to independent waste reduction and management in this province. The management, Kunchoro Cahyo Aji, in an official statement from Yogyakarta Regional Government on Wednesday, said the waste management was in collaboration with Indonesia's Communication Alternative Education Assessment Strategy through the Green Jogja Program and Voices for Just Climate Action. In the pilot village, waste management is underway, which can be completed at the sub-district level, along with the development of a reuse, reduce, and recycle waste management site. The next news comes from Surakarta Central Jawa. Surakarta City won the Manggala Karya Kencana Award from the National Population and Family Planning Agency for its dedication to the Family Development, Population and Family Planning Program. This award was handed over by the head of the agency, Hasto Wardoyo, to the chairperson of the Surakarta City Women Empowerment Program Mobilization Team, Selvi Ananda, at the commemoration of the 30th National Family Day in Surakarta City Hall Wednesday. It was the highest award given by the agency to individuals deemed capable of committing to the Proud Kencana program and playing an active role in accelerating the reduction of stunting in Indonesia. Hasto said Surakarta has succeeded in reducing the stunting rate to 16.2% compared to last year, which reached 20.4%. He hopes that Surakarta's efforts can become a model for other regions so that Indonesia can continue to reduce the national stunting rate. The latest news comes from Tangerang, Banten. Regional Assistant for Economic Affairs and Development for the city of Tangerang, Banten Province, Yeti Rohaiti, on Wednesday explained that the Kedaung Baru slum village, which had been demolished, would be converted into a public open space that could be utilized by the community around the area. Neglasari Sub-District Head Andika Nugraha stated that it will be equipped with public facilities that are considered to have great views value, such as residential, educational, sports, religious, and other public facilities. The arrangement is a follow-up plan from the major project program in the Greater Jakarta Metropolitan, which consists of Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, Bekasi, Cianjur, and a pilot project in Indonesia which is being realized by the Ministry of Special Planning and Settlements of People in Indonesia. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id.
and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We start today in history with an event on August 5, 1962, when Hotel Indonesia was built. Hotel Indonesia was the first star hotel to be built in Jakarta, Indonesia. On August 5, 1962, the hotel was inaugurated by the first president of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, to host the fourth Asian Games in 1962. The building of Hotel Indonesia was designed by American architect Abel Sorensen and his wife Wendy. Occupying an area of 25,000 square meters, this hotel was the slogan "a dramatic symbol of three nations working together." Abel Sorensen succeeded in creating Hotel Indonesia as a modern and efficient hotel by carrying elements of local architecture, namely West Sumatra, which blends in the nuances of modern Indonesian architecture. Hotel Indonesia is also a five-star hotel that offers international standards. Let's move on to an accident on August 5, 2003 when bomb explosion occurred at the JW Marriott Hotel. On August 5, 2003, Indonesian people were shocked by the explosion of a bomb at the JW Marriott Hotel in Jakarta. The incident, also known as the 2003 Jakarta bombing, occurred at the JW Marriott Hotel in Mega Kuningan area, Jakarta, Indonesia, at 12:45 and 12:55 Western Indonesia time on Tuesday, August 5, 2003. The explosion was caused by a suicide car bombing using a car, Toyota Kijang, with a police number B7462Z and driven by Asmar Latin Sani. The explosion killed 12 people and injured 150. As a result of the incident, the JW Marriott Hotel was closed for 5 weeks and reopened on September 8, 2003. We end today in history with a natural disaster on August 5, 2018, when Lombok was hit by an earthquake. An earthquake measuring 7.0 magnitude rocked Lombok Island on August 5, 2018. The epicenter of the earthquake, which occurred at 7:46 p.m. Central Indonesia time, was 18 kilometers northwest of East Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, with a depth of 15 kilometers. Data from the National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB stated that 259 people died, 1,033 were seriously injured, and 270,000 residents were displaced due to the Lombok earthquake.
Sekian bintang cakrawala, apa hanya kita saja yang bernyawa? Lahir, kita semua tak berdaya. Lalu hidup kita mesti berupaya, dan dewasa terpaksa. Saja waktuku yang ku punya.
will tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled ASEAN Economic Priorities Continue at Indonesian Chair. Indonesian Ministry of Trade emphasized that the discussion on the 7 priority agendas for Indonesia's economic achievements under the responsibility of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN Economic Ministers will continue until the term of Indonesia's ASEAN chair ends in December. Head of the Ministry Trade Policy Agency, KASAN, representing Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan at the high-level policy dialogue event called Indonesia's ASEAN Chairmanship 2023, Promoting Asian Relevance in Global Market in Jakarta Friday said, the role of the Ministry of Trade is very strategic as a focal point in the economic pillar. He said that 7 of the 16 priority economic achievements, which in outline, discuss the strategic thrust regarding recovery and rebuilding the digital economy and sustainability. They were on the discussion agenda under the coordination of the Ministry of Trade. This is in accordance with what was ratified at the ASEAN Economic Ministers meeting, which was attended by ASEAN Economic Ministers in March 2023. KASAN invites all sides to work together and collaborate to support the achievement of Indonesia's economic priorities so that Indonesia's chairmanship can encourage economic growth and trade in Indonesia and the region. On the same occasion, Deputy Secretary General for the ASEAN Economic Community, Satvinder Singh, who was present via video, said that the 3 strategic thrusts of the ASEAN-Indonesia chair were a regional commitment to make the ASEAN economic community stronger, resilient, innovative, forward-looking, inclusive, sustainable, and relevant to the global in the economic landscape. In the midst of the widespread geopolitical tensions that threaten the security and stability of regional supply chains, he continued, this is a momentum to show that the ASEAN economy is far more integrated, open, and inclusive and relevant to the business community. Meanwhile, according to KASAN, this integrated approach has unlocked ASEAN's great potential as a collective economic power. He noted that ASEAN, as a regional organization, has a strategic economic role for the world. The value of ASEAN's gross domestic product will also reach $3.62 trillion in 2022. ASEAN economy is also predicted to grow 4.6% in 2023. KASAN emphasized that all of this reflects the resilience of the region and adaptability in facing global economics uncertainty. That was My Indonesia today.
Oh God, is it too much to ask? Or is it just the wrong ones I keep asking for? Or perhaps it's me who seeks home, who needs a bit of warmth. Yet I stand too close to the sun, and I'm sure it's me who seeks light to make it through the night. Yet I burn the candle on the both ends, and I finally see dots connected,
the picture's complete.
Now I see what I don't, what I failed to carry, what I thought it might be.
The picture's complete.
I understand more what it means. Our love of the lover, our love. Oh, love.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Karimun Jawa is an island in the Java Sea, precisely in the Regency of Jepara, Central Java. This island has beautiful white sandy beaches. In addition to having a panoramic view of the beach that stretches beautifully, Karimun Jawa also has delicious culinary delights. One of them is lontong krubyuk, which is suitable for lunch. Listener, it's the same as its name. Lontong krubyuk is served with lots of gravy. The word krubyuk or grubyuk in Javanese language means walking through puddles. Served with fresh gravy, lontong krubyuk is a mainstay menu that must be tried if you visit Karimun Jawa in Jepara District, Central Java. Listener, in spite of being made from lontong, lontong krubyuk is very different from lontong in other regions. Like lontong food in general, lontong krubyuk is served with half-cooked bean sprouts plus sliced celery leaves. What makes it different from other lontong dishes is that lontong krubyuk is served with shredded stewed chicken meat, doused with meatball sauce, and topped with soy sauce and fried onions. The taste of lontong krubyuk is a typical Jepara culinary. It's like eating meatballs using a rhombus or rice cake. The typical characteristics of lontong krubyuk lies in its sprinkling, which creates a savory, fresh, and sweet taste. Listener, lontong krubyuk is usually eaten by the local people as lunch menu. Thus, it is really delicious to eat during the daytime and serve hot. With a very affordable price, a portion of lontong krubyuk will fill a hungry stomach during the day. A trip to the Karimun Jawa Islands is incomplete if you haven't tasted lontong krubyuk's culinary specialties. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I am Ahmad Faisal. Thank you.
Listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, today's Miss Eleni takes you to Giri Tengah Village Cultural Market, which is an activity of Giri Tengah Village community to help support and promote the village's potential, special foods, arts, and culture to tourists or visitors. Initially, the culture market was held once a year in 2022. However, along with the growing needs of the village community who won a forum for village development, since 2023, the culture market has been made a regular event for Giri Tengah village community and is held every 35 days. However, the purpose of holding such an event is as a way to maintain cultural values and customs that are still held tightly by most of the people in Giri Tengah village. The residents are also very closely related to the preservation of nature. Culture market activity was just held on July 30, 2023, with the theme Pekentani Lanjajanan Sambal. The culture market presented a variety of authentic culinary delights for Giri Tengah village community, including local snacks, local sambal or chili sauce, and local micro, small, and medium enterprises products. The local snacks included in this culture market are jenang birut, lemet, geblek, celorot, tawonan, gatot, cotot, tiwul, and carabikan, as well as their local drinks, namely dawet, jamu, and coffee. The micro, small, and medium enterprises products of Giri Tengah village that were exhibited in the culture market activities included kaliandra honey and jahe jempol ginger from Kamal Hamlet. Like the event's theme, which contains the word sambal, which Indonesian means sambal, this event also featured special chili sauce from Giri Tengah region. There are 22 types of sambal served by 6 hamlets in Giri Tengah village, including sambal walut, sambal teri, sambal resek, sambal pindang, sambal wader, and sambal lotis. What is unique is that buying and selling transactions at the culture market do not use money as a payment system, instead of using special wooden coins that have been provided. One wooden coin is equivalent to 2,000 rupiah. The use of wooden coins in this culture market is intended so that visitors do not feel that the merchandise sold at the culture market is expensive and they do not think about how much rupiah is spent on both local food and local MSME products. Central Giri village is located at the southwestern tip of Borobudur district, Magelang Regency, Central Java, with a distance of about 7 kilometers from Borobudur temple. To reach it, you can easily use public transportation from Borobudur terminal or market. That was Miss Leni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Don't cry, snowman. Don't you shed a tear. Will you hear my secrets if you don't have ears, baby? If you don't have ears, baby. I want you to know that I'm never leaving, cause I miss the snow till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my home for all seasons. So come on, let's go. Let's go below zero and hide from the sun. I love you forever, we'll have some fun. Yes, let's hit the North Pole and live happily. Please don't cry no tears now, it's Christmas, baby. My snow.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Indonesia Jelita by Toto Salmon. This song was composed by P.K. Lipuspito and popularized by Toto Salmon. Indonesia Jelita is the first single from a keroncong album with the same title, Indonesia Jelita, which in English means beautiful Indonesia. This song describes how beautiful the landscape of Indonesia is, starting from the sea, the beach, mountain, to valleys, and its world-famous culture. Well, listener, here is the song by Toto Salmon entitled Indonesia Jelita.
Kejauhan megah nampaknya. Gunung biru dihias mega yang putih. Lembah serta sungai berliku semerbak. Menghias dirimu, kecantikan wajahmu, ketenaran kebudayaan rakyatmu, itu semua terjalin. Semerbak namamu.
Of Indonesia.
Manakala mentari tua lelah.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.